I saw this quote the other day. Live life the way you want to. You owe it to yourself. I'm sure you've heard similar quotes. They're popular today. And such sayings sound good in our ears, don't they? But let's stop. Let's think about this one. Is it possible? This could be another one of Satan's greatest hits. Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we've been considering the devil and his deceptions, seeking to uncover his lies, which frankly often are so appealing. Live life the way you want to. You owe it to yourself. Is this what God our Creator wants us to believe? Or is this a lie, one the devil so weaved into the fabric of our culture that it now seems good, it now seems true? You know, back in 1969, Frank Sinatra came out with a song called My Way. And My Way stayed in the UK's top 40 for 75 weeks, a record that still stands. And it's really a brilliant piece, bringing together theater and music, suggesting that all of life is played on a stage. Sinatra called it his curtain call. And he wants to make sure that you did not miss the point of his life. He repeats, I did it my way, and the song ends with these words. Listen. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has naught to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. Now, it's a catchy song, but let's consider what's being said. Is this a good way to live? A reasonable philosophy? He's really good. He starts off with a question about identity. What is man? What is he about? And he concludes that you're not yourself if what you say is not what you truly feel. If you're compelled to speak only what another wants because you're one who kneels. So let's consider, is adopting this worldview the way to freedom? In a conversation where Jesus is talking about how he was sent from his heavenly Father, Jesus says in John 8:31, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus says that the way to freedom is his teaching. It's only as you hold to his teaching that you can then know the truth and be set free. Do you hear Jesus saying that you are not free until and unless you accept his authority? I wonder what folks would say to Jesus today if he said that to them. I think they would react like the crowd did to Jesus in his day. They answer back, we've never been slaves. And they question how Jesus could suggest that they're not free. You know what Jesus says back? Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And when Jesus says very truly, he means this is no joke. And then he repeats that freedom is only found in him. He says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now the question for us at this point is, do we believe Jesus, that he's the only way to truth and freedom? Now I hope none of us would say we don't sin, that we don't ever miss the mark. I don't know anyone who would tell me they're perfect. Would you say to me you're sinless? No, we all sin. But some of these folks nonetheless continue to argue. And then Jesus drops the bomb on them for why they won't listen. He says, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. You hear what Jesus is saying here? Every person you meet is not doing it their own way. They're not living out their freedom and autonomy. Every person you meet today is actually carrying out the desires of their father. And there's only two fathers, the Heavenly Father and the devil. Friends, the Bible has radically different ideas about freedom and authority than the philosophies of our culture. Paul will describe all of mankind as being dead in sins, following the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Ephesians 2, verses 1 and 2. And Paul's speaking of the devil and his scheming. Do we believe Jesus? Or do we think we know the truth about ourselves better than he does? Are we certain that we're living as those who are truly free? Is it possible, my friend, that if we're not under the authority of Jesus, our lives are a senseless pursuit of self-rule on a stage guided and under the direction of a tyrant, Satan, who wants nothing more than to make us miserable and then destroy us? My friend, the fact is, man is a glorious creature, one next to God, made a little lower than the angels, Psalm 8. But when our first parents bought into the first lie of Satan, we lost our freedom to be who God created us to be. Image bearers meant to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Now maybe you're thinking, Pastor Joel, I'll look into this, but not yet. My friend, one of the devil's other lies is that there's no hurry, no rush. You have plenty of time to decide. That's actually one of his favorite chains to keep folks imprisoned. So convince me, my friend, that you are not under the rule of a miserable father, that you are free. Joel, how can I convince you that I'm free? By bowing the knee to King Jesus, the one who came to set you free by purchasing you with his own blood. Bow the knee to him and say, I am not my own. I've been bought at a great price. And then discover true freedom as you live to please your Heavenly Father, being who you were recreated to be, a beloved child of God. Remember who you are and who you belong to.